Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The highly anticipated young adult novel about racial injustice punching the air by Yousef Salaam of the Exonerated Five and the National Book Award finalist E.B. Zoboi, now available wherever books are sold. A story of racial violence and wrongful imprisonment inspired by Dr. Salaam's experience as a member of what was known as the Central Park Five. Punching the Air tells the story of Amal, a black Muslim teen who finds himself in an altercation in a gentrifying neighborhood and is wrongfully sent to prison for a crime he didn't commit. E.B. was born in Haiti, holds an MFA in writing for children and young adults. Her novel, American Street, was a National Book Award finalist and a New York Times notable book. Also the author of Pride and My Life as an Ice Cream Sandwich, a New York Times bestseller. Editor of the anthology Black Enough, now living in New Jersey. Dr. Salaam was just 15 years old when his life was upended after wrongly convicted with four other boys in the Central Park jogging case. In 2002, after spending years behind bars, their sentences were overturned. Now a poet, activist, inspirational speaker, recipient of a number of honors, including a Lifetime Achievement Award from President Barack Obama. E.B. Zoboi and Dr. Yousef Salaam, authors of Punching the Air, called nothing short of a masterwork of humanity, our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have both of you with us today.
Oh, great to be with you.
Thank you for having us.
It is such a pleasure. And let's start with the concept of the book, Dr. Salaam. This is not a memoir, not your specific story, but your experiences that inspired the novel. Tell me about Amal and similarities between Amal and you.
You know, Amal means hope. And Amal is the hope that he needs for himself and also for his future. The great thing about this book, Punching the Air, is that it is the water to the seed of hope and greatness inside of all of us, especially inside of young people. You know, I was reading the words of Frederick Douglass, and he said, it's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. And I've gone through this process of being run over by the spike wheels of justice, only to be returned to society with my faculties intact, with the indelible scars of the oppression of the system still on me and in me. But the beautiful thing is that, you know, Punching the Air and Amal's story is a updated version, a 2020 version, if you will, of the experience of injustice that we are seeing in America. And it's really shedding light on those truths that need to be shed light on so that we can understand how we move forward and the fact that we need to move forward.
Yes.
We need to keep hope alive. Yes, indeed.
E.B., this is such a stirring presentation. It's written, as I said, in verse. One review talking about the Punching the Air's acrobatically clever verses. This style is so effective. How did you decide on presenting this in verse?
Well, the story is about an artist, basically, and we wanted to make this book a work of art in every sense of the word. So the words have to be placed on the page to convey a certain emotion. There is poetry in the shape of a box. And of course we wanted to do that because Amal is trapped within a box, and we wanted to convey those messages in several layers. So it is the metaphor. It is the beauty of language. When Yousef, the night that Yousef was at Central Park, he was wearing pants covered in artwork, covered in illustrations that he had made himself. And I wanted to bring that to the page, the idea of a boy seeing art in everything, including that situation that is happening to him.
Yousef, let's talk about going back and reflecting on your story as you were preparing this book with E.B. There are sections in there. The section when you are in the courtroom, they're going to announce the verdicts on the different counts. We can feel, we can hear your heartbeat. We're right there with you. How difficult was that for you to go back and to relive in such detail those experiences in telling this story?
You know, it was very difficult, but very necessary, as my good friend Kevin Richardson said. It is very, very necessary because we have to heal ourselves. It was traumatic to go back into that experience, but also very liberating to be able to experience it with fresh eyes, with a new mind, with the heart that wants true freedom, justice, and equality for us as a people, you know, to really paint the picture and to pull on the heartstrings of America. Because what happens in America, I think, is that we're told that we're being judged by a jury of our peers if we ever happen to be on that side of the law. And we're told this, and we look up on the jury pool, and we can't recognize anyone that looks friendly or familiar. But through books like Punching the Air, it gives the common citizen the opportunity to really understand and really walk in the shoes of a person that they may not have truly understood before. You know, we always judge the book by the cover instead of the contents. And in this opportunity, we get a chance to have a beautiful cover drawing people in to want to read the contents of the character of the book. And they're pleasantly surprised, I would say, about the power and insight in the book as it relates to the inspiration of what happened to me through what's happening with Amal in 2020.
The book is Punching the Air, a powerful new young adult novel about racial injustice. You'll find it wherever books are sold. We'll give you that information as we go through the program today. E.B., talk about what you hope happens with this book, that the action. It's a wake-up call. It's a conversation starter, but it can't just end with a conversation. There needs to be some action. What do you hope is the action or result of the book Punching the Air?
Well, there are already conversations happening around mass incarceration and juvenile justice. This simply adds to the conversation, but there is another added layer of the power of art. As I said before, Amal is an artist, and this is what gets him through. This, we can't do anything today about the prison industrial complex, but what can we do for children now to allow them to cope with whatever it is that they're dealing with? And instead of funding going to protecting communities, what if we brought that funding into art? What if we invest in art so that we can curtail violence, so that we can curtail, you know, racism or oppression? What if we gave the power to young people to express themselves? So this is the ultimate message that we wanted to say in this book. It's about the redemptive power of art.
It's so discouraging when you see school systems having problems, and when they're budget cutting, one of the first areas they look is art, like it's something that's unnecessary. We could eliminate art and the kids are going to grow up just as strongly as they would have before. There's so much power in art. And Yousef, I know that the books were so important to you, and they really have the power to create activism, don't they?
They do. They do. You know, as we look at the heartbeat that built America erupting in the streets today, you know, we're seeing our ancestors' wildest dreams, and we're seeing them moving in a way that really is no longer about reform. You know, they are seeing things through a really, really through clear lenses, I would say. 2020 has given us all clear vision. And I think the lenses that they're seeing things through is that this system is not broken. This system is actually moving and designed as it was designed. It was moving as it was designed, as it was imagined. I call it the criminal system of injustice, because on one side you have the duality of America, where one person is afforded every opportunity under the sun. And then on the other side, you're guilty, and you have to prove yourself innocent before you even mounted a defense. You live in a world where you have Donald Trump being able to take out full-page ads 2 weeks after the person is accused of a crime, passing judgment. And the worst part about it is that the people who are there to be on the jury pool, to do the judicial service that they are there to do, they then convict us. And in that conviction, we realize 13 years later that the truth was not even the truth. The truth came out 13 years later. And the worst part about this story is that the real perpetrator was out there committing more crime.
And then when it's over, as I recall, there was really sort of the charges were dropped, but they made it sound like this was sort of a one-off. This happened this one time. The rest of the time, the system works perfectly. This book is so powerful. It's so important. It's a powerful new young adult novel about racial injustice, Punching the Air. The author's with us on the program, E.B. Zaboy and Yousef Salaam of the Exonerated Five. The book is available, again, Punching the Air, available wherever books are sold. I'm going to take 30 seconds here at the end. When a review at the end said, where do we go from here? Briefly, where do we go from here?
I think we keep walking. We keep going. This conversation could have been relevant 31 years ago.
Yes.
The Central Park 5 jogger case happened, and it could have been 21 years ago when I first met Youssef. It's to keep creating the content and to keep having the conversations and engaging with young people who are pushing the envelope with what we talk about. We were talking about prison reform, and now they are talking about prison abolition. So there are changes happening, and it's to empower the young people because they will take it a step further than we do.
Ibi's a boy.
Absolutely.
And, yes, Youssef.
Oh, no. The only thing I was going to echo was that, you know, like they say, when you're walking through hell, keep on walking. And right now we are in hell. We are in that American nightmare that we need to make sure that we get out of. And we get out of quickly, but we get out of with a plan. Because the plan is what's going to really save us.
Yes.
Not just us getting out of it, but the plan is what's going to save us.
Keep walking. We'll end it on that note. Punching the Air, the book available wherever books are sold. E.B. Zaboy, Youssef Salam, the authors, our guest on the program. Thank you both for being with us on the program. It's starting a lot of conversations. Thank you for sharing the story with us.
You're welcome.
You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.